This is KUT,
Austin.
Stop. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers had taught me when cool. They're holding me down, turning me around, filling me up with your rules. I have to admit, it's getting better, a little better, all the time. Hello, and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome back to campus. I love that I'm looking over at you and I see you're wearing black and gold. And that, of course, are the colors of Southwestern. And I really appreciate that.
Well,
was that done by intent?
I can't take credit for that. But I do want to thank you. You know, we came in the studio and there was a nice Southwestern University mug at my spot. So I'm appreciative
Which
of that.
Which is black
thank
and
you.
Gold.
It is.
By design.
Yes. We are talking about gratitude and appreciation, as it turns out, today. And this was a topic that you really wanted us to explore during the season of higher ed. Why did you want us to talk about gratitude and appreciation?
It's something that I've been thinking about for a little while now. And we are living in such a fast-moving society. Technology draws us in. Social media allows us to connect with other people's emotions. We get news faster than ever. We're on top of things through people's individuals, you know, video cameras on their smart devices. We see images literally almost as they're happening around the world. And with all that speed, one of the questions that I've been wondering is, do we still have the time and the space to be grateful and to be appreciative? There are a million directions you can go with this, and I'm happy to go wherever you want, but just an appreciation for kind of the positive things that are happening in one's life. It is so easy to be distracted by all the events that are world events, all the world emotions, and it's easy to be distracted. I learned over the summer that one technique of mindfulness, which is a more generalized version of kind of meditation, if you will, which to me is not connected with any kind of spiritual exercise, but rather a way of allowing one's mind to rest and to recharge. We recharge our smart devices every night. We plug them in. Sleeping, many people think, allows our brain to recharge. It allows our bodies to recharge, but our brains are really working. They're dreaming and thinking about all sorts of things, scary dreams and happy dreams. But to have your brain truly recharge, it has to be an awakened experience where you're letting your mind rest. And I learned recently that gratitude is a way of doing that.
Walk us through an example of that, or tell us how gratitude can be a manifestation of that.
So I'm not an expert in psychology or in these fields, but there is literature out there, scientific literature, that shows that people who will actually handwrite a thank you note, a note of gratitude, and then mail it, deliver it, give it to that recipient, the writing of that note, the quiet time to acknowledge appreciation allows us to in some sense recharge ourselves. And you've heard these things about coloring, you know, they have these coloring books for adults. That's all in the same spirit. I just think that we as a society, we as a culture are devolving to a place where we don't have the time and the space to be grateful for one another or for where we are or for the positive things in our life. And that should be part of the education.
Where do you see education fitting into this then? Or what is the role of education in helping people get in touch with and express gratitude and appreciation?
If we think, as we have discussed many times over the past few years, that education is about forming habits and developing practices of how we live our lives, then we need to train individuals and allow them to practice these habits of living well. And part of that is to live a kind of a joyful life where you appreciate the things around you. And part of that can be through gratitude. So I think it absolutely should be some of the things that we teach, how to live a richer life. And that should be part of formal education.
What might that look like?
Well, I mean, look what I'm doing in my class, for example, which is part of the class itself is to say that you need to practice this type of behavior. And again, explore. We have various meditation groups on campus. Our student counseling center actually runs, it's called Meditation Mondays. Right at noontime, you can go and just do some kind of mindfulness. There's a student group called the Meditation Club. But there are lots of ways that don't even involve meditation. But to explore those avenues and to find ways where you can uplift yourself. And showing appreciation is one way of doing that. And I think it's something that we have lost the art of showing appreciation for each other.
Boy, I imagine that students and teachers would both be probably appreciative and relieved to have something like this introduced into kind of their normal course of school and semester, because it can get so busy, so crammed with just getting stuff done, that to have it be a sanctioned part of time, you know, of the time they spend in the classroom and outside the classroom would probably feel really good.
Yeah. And also, I think there are a lot of people out there and probably a younger iteration of myself would also look upon this and say, that's just weird.
Yeah.
So I acknowledge the fact that what I'm suggesting here is a little bit odd, but things that are different and new are often odd. But I think it's worthy of at least thoughtful consideration. But I think you're right. I think that there are people that would appreciate that space. Now, you have to balance that with the fact that if it becomes one of the things that you have to do, now I've got to schedule it and I've got to schedule time to be mindful, or I got to schedule time to write that, you know, a note of gratitude or whatever, then it becomes an extra thing on your list of things to do. And then it actually defeats the purpose. So there's a balance here of how do you create space in your life to allow your mind, your brain, your body to just, you know, heal and to recharge. I mean, look, in lower grades, students at many programs are involved in physical education. And even in higher education, sometimes there are physical education expectations, or students do extracurricular activities and they're playing on, you know, various sports teams and whatnot and doing competitive things there. So it's a mind-body thing. Well, the brain, I would argue, is that conduit that leads between mind and body. And so we need to take care of that, which means we have to give it time to rest, regenerate, and allow it to flourish, just like we're trying to allow ourselves to flourish.
So I'm curious, I'd like you to reflect on your time as a student, which obviously mm-hmm. continues to this day, your time mm-hmm. as a teacher. Is there something, a thing or two that you're especially grateful for or appreciative of from your time spent as a learner?
Yes. Well, I'm grateful for the individuals who have inspired me to think about all kinds of issues. Of course, often formally centering around mathematical issues, but also issues about just how to see the world and how to create and how to think. And I think that I've done a reasonably good job, even before I was aware of the fact that showing gratitude is a way of a mindful behavior that allows your brain to kind of relax and grow a little bit. Even before that, as a very young person, I always expressed very clearly my gratitude, not always with a thank you note, but I would just tell people. And I remember doing this starting in high school. My math teachers that I really just were very close to and found very impactful, I would give them gifts. I used to give them cross pens. I would buy a gold cross pen for them, and I would have their name engraved. There were two faculty members that really were very meaningful to me, and these two women just opened up worlds of mathematics to me. So what I would do is I would take, you know, this gold cross pen with their name on it, and I would buy a large box of Cracker Jacks, and which always had a prize inside. Uh-huh. And I would very carefully, with an X-Acto blade, remove the bottom of it and uh-huh. Dump out most of it, because I would, you know, this thing is huge, but it would uh-huh. fit inside. I would seal it back up and I would give it to the person, you know, saying, I appreciate it. And they open it up and say, oh, isn't that funny? It's Cracker Jacks. And I said, well, no, open it up. There's always a prize inside. And then they'd open it up and then they would see this gift wrap thing, and they open it up and they find uh-huh. a gold cross pen.
Wow.
I started doing that at a very, very early age. And then as I became a professor, I found myself actually thanking students who have been really impactful to me, just in terms of bringing joy to my career, or have done really great work that just have made me very proud of them.
Well, and Ed, we thank you for helping us keep our brains sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown. If you have an idea for a topic that you'd like to hear us tackle on higher ed, just email it to me, jstaten at southwestern.org. You can find out more at southwestern.edu and keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT News.